We are coming to you live once again from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss First Amendment rights on TM Radio. But first, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org and in the navigation, go to contact information. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our situation. Donate to Targeted Massachusetts and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization in the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions at all, call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone, 515-604-9715. Access code, 708-922. ID, targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. If you would like to listen to Kevin Annett from Canada, he is live every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern at www.bbsradio.com/here we stand. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. We have a chat that accompanies the show. It is at targetedmass.chattango.com. And for you, those of you who are interested, the Schumann Residence was yesterday at 14 hertz, today up to 24 hertz. Nominal, of course, is 7.83. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture to address no-touch torture in March 2020. I'd like to correct that. There is no terminology or no language in there that says no-touch torture. But it is possibly to contain it if enough people answer the questionnaire properly and email it in. I will put the link in the chat and the email address that you need to mail it to. It has to be completed by November the 25th, I believe. 24th or 25th. Okay, now we'll get right down to it. We are speaking about First Amendment rights, in case you've just tuned in. I'll give you a brief description. The First Amendment gives the citizenry the right to speak freely, protest peacefully, expose government wrongdoing, and criticize the government without fear of arrest, isolation, or any of the other punishments that have been meted out to whistleblowers such as Edward Snowden Julian Assange, and Chelsea Manning. If Julian Assange loses his battle for freedom, it's partially our fault for not following it, for not participating in it. And it will be another coffin nail in the First Amendment of the United States. So, what happens to Julian Assange and to Chelsea Manning is meant to intimidate us, to frighten us into silence. By defending Julian Assange, we defend our most sacred rights. Speak up now, or wake up one morning to the silence of a new kind of tyranny. The choice is ours. All of us are in danger. Not just the targeted community. In an age of prosecutions for thought crimes, pre-crime deterrence programs, and government agencies that operate like organized crime syndicates, there is a new kind of tyranny being imposed on those who dare to expose the crimes of the deep state. The reach of the deep state has gone global. The deep state is everywhere. It begins in your small town. Let's hope that we can find it in your small town and end it before it spreads. The deep state has embarked on a ruthless, take no prisoners, all-out assault on truth tellers. Activists, journalists, and whistleblowers alike are being terrorized, traumatized, tortured, and subjected to the fear-inducing, mind-altering, soul-destroying, smash-your-face-in tactics employed by the superpowers that are in charge. Example: Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, a website that published secret information, news leaks, and classified media from anonymous sources. Now, Julian was arrested on April the 11th, 2019, after exhausting his stay in an embassy. He was arrested on charges of helping U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning access and leak more than 700,000 classified military documents that portray the U.S. government and its military as reckless, irresponsible, and responsible for thousands of civilian deaths. When you release this kind of information, you are not hurting, but helping your fellow mankind. Included among the leaked Manning material were the collateral murder video, April 10th, April 2010, The Afghanistan War Logs, July 2010. The Iraq War Logs, October 2010. A quarter of a million diplomatic cables, November 2010. And the Guantanamo Files, April 2011. These documents, these files, shed light on wrongdoings of not just the United States, but many global powers. When somebody like Julian Assange is in prison, freedom is in prison. We must never let freedom become a prisoner. The collateral murder leak included gun sight video footage from two U.S. Apache helicopters engaged in a series of air-to-ground attacks, while the air crew laughed at some of the casualties. Among the casualties were two Reuters correspondents who were gunned down after their cameras were mistaken for weapons, and a driver who stopped to help one of the journalists. The driver's two children, who happened to be in the van at the time, suffered serious injuries. This is morally wrong. These people are morally bankrupt. It shouldn't matter which nation is responsible for these atrocities. There is no defense for such evil perpetrated in the name of profit margins and war profiteering. George Orwell, in his book 1984, he might as well be Nostradamus, because he spelled it out. He laid it out, and it's happening exactly the way he said it would. In true Orwellian fashion, however, the government would have us believe that it is Assange and Manning who are the real criminals for daring to expose the war machine's seedy underbelly. Since his arrest in April 2019, Assange has been locked up in a maximum security British prison in solitary confinement for up to 23 hours a day, pending extradition to the United States, where if convicted, he could be sentenced to 175 years in prison. Can you imagine what solitary confinement for 23 hours a day does to a man? First of all, there's no light. So he comes out blinded by the light for the first 20 minutes and can't see a thing. So by the time he is trying to collect himself, it's time to go back in. So this is sick Whatever is being done to Julian behind those prison walls must be psychological torture. It must be forced drugging. It must be, and I've already said, prolonged isolation, intimidation, surveillance. Well, it's taking its toll. It's wearing him down. In court appearances, the 48-year-old Assange appears disoriented, haggard, and zombie-like. Like any other prisoner, he should be able to walk around, if not talk to other prisoners, at least be in a place where he can see light. In 20 years of work with victims of war, violence, and political persecution, I have never seen a group of democratic states ganging up to deliberately isolate, demonize, and abuse a single individual for such a long time and with so little regard for human dignity and the rule of law. I happen to know that when Julian was in the embassy, his rights were violated there. They would dump his cat's litter box out and tell him to clean it up. And then dump it out again. So, who's fooling who here? This is a big stakes game with Mr. Assange and Mr. Snowden and Chelsea Manning. Chelsea Manning, who was jailed for 7 years from 2010 to 2017. We're going to have to go to commercial here very shortly, folks. And when we get back, we'll pick up and talk about Chelsea Manning. And I'd like you all to get very angry and what's going on, because they're taking your rights away right in front of you. Thank you for listening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss First Amendment rights on TM Radio. It really gets me aggravated to even research this stuff because, I mean... It just makes you go wild. It really does. We've got a number of callers here. I've got Papa from Tennessee. I've got Mike from Kentucky. And I've got David from San Francisco. Why don't we take you first, David? Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I think it's the first time I heard your show. Frank, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, good to meet you. Hey, I've been listening to RBN for 20 years or something. I don't know. But, I was appreciating that you were heralding Assange and good grief, why am I forgetting? Manning. And, when you hear, like, Manning, what induced Manning to release the documents or the video was when the U.S. drones... were making a game out of shooting an ambulance, and it's like they just firepower from the sky killing the ambulance drivers. It's just creepy, and Assange got his start by running Manning's video footage. I think Assange probably had been running around before, but that was probably the thing that kicked it off, right? The popularity of who Assange was?
Right. Some of the Viet Cong even respected the Red Cross. And to shoot an ambulance is sick.
Right, yeah. And it was you could hear the control room laughing about what they were doing. And it was two layers of it. Actually, it was... One guy was in disbelief that he was being instructed to shoot. And but at the same, it was like, he's, do I have to? He did. I don't think he says, do I have to? But it's like, hey, I'm not doing this. And he gets instructions from above. It's like he's listening to the voice of somebody passing on the word of God to go ahead and shoot somebody. So there's no chain of command, right? Just some, and he takes the shot, and it, oh, it's creepy. And so then you get into whether the drone operators have any ethics at all, whether they do a coup. My God, you don't want to go down some of these roads.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. There was recently on Netflix a video, a movie about a drone pilot who had acted in a foreign country, and there was a lot of collateral damage. And this one man came to the U.S. and found this drone operator. But you should... you should watch it. It's a really good...
What's that one called?
I don't know the name of it. It's been a while since I've seen it. It might even be just drawn.
You know, there was a... You remember the Black Hawk Down?
Yes.
And everybody pretends that it's this glorious thing that we did. But when you find out how many rounds they shot off that night, it's like 5 million rounds they shot off. And there was basically, they had the state capital, right, or the nation's capital, and it was surrounded by, you know, small one-story buildings, right? They shot 5 million rounds into a whole neighborhood, just killed everything down in there for, you know, for the dragging a car upside down or whatever. The famous photograph of that kicked off Mogadishu. But it was like 5 million rounds, and that was before drones. So there were some sick SOBs up in the sky. To take you all afternoon to do 5 million rounds, wouldn't it?
That's a lot, but they can really pump them out fast now. I forget how many.
How many
rounds
can you lift up
second.
At a time, right? You got to land and pick up another stash, right? And it's just on and on and on. Yeah, if I understand right, look at that, the true battle description of it and how many rounds they went off. It was, because it was the famous photograph, it hit the news press, bam, all of a sudden we better do something, and they shot up the place 5 million rounds. There's no wonder that's Somalia, I think. No wonder they hated us so bad. It's just because everybody's grandma and cousin.
Yeah, a lot of countries do for the same reasons, David. And
the mining companies generally, yeah.
Okay, I'd like to invite Mike
from
Kentucky.
Yeah, you get your other...
Papa from Tennessee to join us here, if you don't mind,
well,
David.
We do a round. All right, yeah, no sweat. Appreciate it.
I'm in, friend.
Hey, how you doing, Papa? Hey, Mike?
I'll wait for the commercial.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll wait for the commercial. It's coming on.
We're going to commercial, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss First Amendment rights on TM Radio. But first, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our situation. Donate to Targeted Massachusetts and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization in the state of Massachusetts. Questions? Call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. You can call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone, 515-604-9715. Access code, 708-922. ID, targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. If you'd like to listen to Kevin Annett from Canada, live every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern at www.bbsradio.com/Here We Stand. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. We have a chat associated with the show. It is targetedmass.chatango.com. Okay, I'm going to get right back to our three guests here and then back to Chelsea Manning. Go ahead, guys.
Mike in Kentucky here. I'm feeling pretty bad tonight, so I may not participate a whole lot, but if I can say a few things, even if they're my last words on RBN, which I hope they won't be, but yeah, listen, this situation that we're in goes back, I'm going to say, probably nearly to the beginning of charge plates, if you know what charge plates were. And that, of course, IBM was sued, and the case was thrown out in 2003 for the tracking of data on all of the so-called work camps of the Third Reich. So they've been working on tracking and associated individuals' files and building character, you know, from the days of the whatever, work camps, death camps, whatever you want to call them. IBM's Watson artificial computer is named in honor of the guy that ran the IBM division in Germany. And they've been tracking our phone microphones and voice prints probably at least since the early 80s. I don't know. You know, it's hard to know how far back the stuff that, you know, by the time we are allowed to have something like a desktop computer with a mouse, they probably had that in 1970-something, you know. It wasn't necessarily on ARPANET. It was being used, you know, for archiving video and things like that. But when you said the Bill of Rights, it's actually a better title, the Bill of Further Restrictions. You got to look at the original intent of the founders. It doesn't grant us any rights. It restricts the government. And so, and it's also meant to instill confidence in the benefit of the institution of the Constitution, and that the states that ratified it had that as a stipulation. Look, we need these further declaratory and restrictive clauses. And, of course, the Tenth Amendment, anything that's left out is reserved to the people, not to the government. So, it, you know, just as a concept in your mind,
according to the Constitution,
the First Amendment doesn't grant us anything.
Well, if we don't,
it restricts the government.
That's in control. We can petition to replace the government. Okay.
We can try. As JFK said, those who prevent peaceful revolution make violent revolution inevitable. And when there is no remedy in the courts, and this is what I'm getting at, when there is no remedy in the courts, you've got, you know, the ballot box, you've got the jury box, and then next comes the cartridge box. I mean, that's just the inevitable progression. So if we want to avoid the civil war that certain elements, I think, would love to put us into, you know, to further divide and conquer this country. They're right now, you know, we're being basically invaded. They've put all these fertility, what do you call them, androgen chemicals to reduce men's fertility. There's Teflon out here that is 700 times more toxic than it was previously thought, causing prostate cancer and testicular cancer. And so men's fertility is down by something like, 30-some percent of all men are infertile. So
you know, it might have been higher than
the last 45 years we're being bred out of existence. And I'm talking about Americans of all ethnic groups. Anybody that speaks American language, English, or even if you're bilingual Spanish, you have a stake in this, and you're targeted. You know, everybody who's associated with RBN, the Patriot Movement, any of the stuff that's been going on since the mid-90s, your file is augmented. Your file is flagged. And probably if you listen to RBN very much at all, you're already associated with me. You might as well go subscribe to my YouTube channel. I keep forgetting to go subscribe to your YouTube channel, ATM. What's the exact name? Targeted Mass at YouTube.
Targeted Massachusetts. The full length state spelling.
Well, I contacted William Binney through a professional forum. I hate to say over the air which one it was. I got a free 30-day offer, and I took it because I thought, well, you know, maybe he's on there. And sure enough, he was. J. Kirk Wybe is on there. John Whitehead, which you recommended I contact. I contacted several people, never heard back. John Whitehead, of course, accepted my friend request on Facebook from two different directions, but he won't reply to any of my messages. And so, you know, the Electronic Frontier Foundation had her case thrown out in spring. I heard William Binney talking about a court case he was involved in, and it was enough for me, the name of the case and the federal district it was in. I looked it up and found the attorney. The attorney's in Tennessee. So I contacted him initially, and I was hoping to get his answer machine. He's out at a bar. He says, call me back, you know, and I guess he had time to think about it. So I basically told him some of my situation, and his lame excuse was, well, I don't practice law in Kentucky. I said, well, you're telling me you don't need any affidavits of fact from victims of the 702 activity of the government? You're telling me you don't need a friend of the court brief from a targeted media outlet whose computer files have been altered, whose phones have been messed with for 22 years? And he said, I don't practice law in Kentucky. Well, anybody who knows anything about the law knows that you can be admitted temporarily for a certain case in Kentucky, but his case is in the federal district in Pennsylvania, so it doesn't even matter. Kind of a moot point whether or not he can practice law in Kentucky. But then I just, the other day, I think it was on RBN, I ran across a video I'd never seen from 2015 of William Binney speaking at the World Democracy Forum in Strasbourg. And he's bragging about suing the government and being as irritating as you can for this, you know, because, hey, let's face it, you know, the most dangerous creation of any society is a man with nothing to lose, okay? They're going to be targeting your children, your grandchildren, the rest of your family. They're already doing this with this 23andMe out to your second cousin. If you can't get your sister or your aunt to not do that, they've already got most of your marker genes. So we better get in front of this or you're going to be culled. The only thing that's probably going to make a difference is if your organs need to be kept around for some billionaire because you're a tissue match. You know, I mean, that's the dark future I see coming at us if we don't get in front of this. And, you know, we're going to have to choke the courts down because they do not have enough prisons for us. And that's why they've got us all carrying these voluntary ankle bracelets so they can keep track of us, profile us, and determine who's going along with the program and who's going to be a troublemaker.
Let's see.
So, hey, you don't want to get rid of courts. It's get rid of bad judges, right?
Well, as long as you don't do what Woody Harrelson's dad did. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, which one? I've heard that he was in JFK, but I've heard that that's utter BS, so I never did figure out
what
where that stood.
He tried to extend his life. He says before he died that he was just trying to keep himself alive longer when he was corralled in a house after he shot a judge at 200 yards. He, as a sniper, he was paid to take out a judge in, I think, Arizona. So that much is true.
Is that before JFK?
After JFK.
Oh, okay.
And he said during the negotiations to get him out of that house that he was involved in killing JFK. But afterwards, he retracted that and said that he was only doing that to try to prolong the negotiations to keep himself alive.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Well, who knows?
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know if you ever saw the Tramp photos, but I didn't think that guy... Well. Yeah, whether or not he really was Harrelson or somebody else, Frank Sturgis was the other guy that they thought he was. I think Frank Sturgis was the guy that killed Jay.
E. Howard Hunt. I mean, does that look like E. Howard Hunt, the guy with the cap?
Sure. That book, what's the name of that book? It came out, it hit the photographic overlay it was a famous, Paul Kangas was a JFK researcher. He did a lot of interviews with this guy. He was a journalist from L.A., and he worked with police files, and when they match ears and they match, there's certain matches that work out right. Really well. Airlines, I think, was the other one. And so they did this photographic overlay, man, and it sure looked like E. Howard Hunt. And in fact, you remember Liberty Lobby sued, Liberty Lobby, I think, or Liberty Magazine ran an expose about it, and Hunt sued the magazine and lost. So they basically, in a civil suit, they determined that Hunt had probably done it. And nobody ever pressed charges. So, yeah, that was... Hey, you know, one thing, you were almost despairing about what to do with the various traps that we're born into. And you've heard of the three estates, right? The newspaper mm-hmm. was the fourth estate, right? And the first three was the king, the military, and the church?
Unfortunately... No, you're going
hey
somewhere
guys,
with this, but unfortunately, if you wake up,
with you because I got to get back to this. And
okay.
we're taking you off track. Yeah, all right.
Ahead, well,
I can hang up, but yeah, nice talking.
No,
don't hang up. Don't hang up. Oh. Thanks, Frank. Mike, are you still there?
I'm here. I just wanted to say.
Yeah, Mike. No, hang on, Mike. Do me a favor. Don't go nowhere. I'm just down the border. I'm just right across the border from you in Tennessee. You and I need to talk, but I got some business to handle here real quick, so I'm gonna get us back on topic. First and foremost, great topic tonight, Frank. Thank you so much for covering the Constitution. Any part of that, I love it. I'm a constitutional whore. Marilyn wanted me to send out a sorry she couldn't be on tonight. They are V2King, the living shit out of her. Her cell is being banked down to where she's barely getting signal. She's having a pretty rough patch, but I'm in contact with her all throughout the day and night if need be. So, you know, we're kind of holding each other up during our down spells. But she wanted to let you know, Frank, she really wanted to be on board tonight, but couldn't, and wanted me to let you and any of her friends know, that she's hanging in there, and they're just hitting her really hard right now. So if you know Marilyn's number and she considers you a friend, reach out. She's had some pretty bad down spells. Yeah. That being said, I wanted to go back to, you guys were talking about the weaponry over there, and some of the capabilities. Just remember the SeaWiz, which is on pretty much within every naval convoy. The SeaWiz is capable of 4,500 rounds per minute. And if you've ever seen a SeaWiz in action, it's the most insane thing you'll ever see. They drag a target, you know, behind, and this thing locks on, and it annihilates it within a second or two. The movie you're talking about on Frank, National Bird on Netflix, covers three whistleblowers.
Oh, okay. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Manning, then,
what's that?
Was Manning one of them?
You know what? I watched so many documentaries. I got to be honest with you. I've got to go back and watch that. I mean, I've got a kid in the armed services, you know, and he's getting a degree, an advanced degree in law, but civil rights law. And, you know, at the same time, I've got to make sure that, like, Kill Team, I don't know if anybody's seen that documentary where these, you know, guys are over there and they get bored, and some fucking sergeant, some, you know, Green Beret type looker comes in and teaches them how to fucking kill for sport. And, you know, I got so many A games going with trying to protect my own, myself, and then getting involved with this community, you know, and trying not to fall apart some days.
Killing for sport will do that.
Well, yeah, no, there's a big documentary about Kill Team on Netflix. And, you know, so I've got to make sure that my son is, you know, seeing everything that's going on. He's watching everything that's out there and learning about the PTSD and what he may face. And, you know, I want my son to be educated because, you know, he's on the right track. He is going to change the system from the inside out. And we're both, you know, we have a YouTube channel. There's nothing on it right now. We put videos up, we take them down. Now we're going to edit Soldiers of the Constitution, because we both have served. My wife served. And, you know, we fly our American flag for the purpose that they should represent, that they're supposed to represent, the Constitution. That's it. That's the only fucking law in this land. You know, I do, I, I, I dip into this community and I've gravitated towards the things and people that I think are you know, that I'm closely able to relate to and get the most out of, and then and in return help. And, you know, for me, the Constitution, the First Amendment especially, Frank, again, great topic tonight. You know, I watch a lot of videos on YouTube about a lot of things, but one of the things that I'm really into is this police auditing or auditing videos. I've picked out a few people that I really like their technique. You know, I've seen some where they are, you know, blasting the cops with every dirty name in the book. And I get it to a degree, but like some of these guys are just doing it right out of the gate. And you don't know if this guy's corrupt or not. I honestly believe in the law enforcement world, they're the complete opposite of the biker world. Whereas you got one percenters, well, I think there's 1% on their side too. You got 1% of those guys that are true to the office, that are true to the badge and true to the oath they took. They're very, very, very fucking hard to find. And if you ever bump into one and you know it, you'll know it when you know it. You know, you thank them for their service. I can tell you, for example, coming down out of Victorville one time into California, going down the grade there, I had a brand new truck, brand new trailer, maybe 7,000-10,000 pounds in the box, perfectly weighted, brand new. Everything was brand new. I was doing 55 and a 45 in a construction zone, three lanes out. In California, you have to be in the far right lane and only that next lane over to pass. And I didn't have my logs in. I had my family in the truck with me because it was summertime, and that's how I used to like to do it, travel around the country. And this guy nailed me. CHP nailed me coming down that grade. Now, I had broken four rules right there before he even got up to the truck to check the log. And he came back with doing, I was actually doing 75 in a 45, and he came back with 45 and a 55. And he said, man, I'm not going to ruin you. You got a brand new truck. You look like you was well in control. You're just trying to get down this damn grade. And I said, yeah, man, there's a taco shop at the bottom, and we're hungry, and we didn't want to eat in Victorville. And you know what, man, I knew right there. I was like, dude, that's a stellar move. This guy didn't, he could have helped me. He could have taken me, man. He could have f***ed me seven ways to Sunday, and he didn't. And I had a lot of drivers, when I tell that story, they go, man, you should send that guy a Christmas card every year. And I'm like, right? You know, that's all that I knew about him in that particular moment. So I do believe there's a 1% factor on that side of the fence. But I've also been in a courtroom and watched what I thought was a good officer come in and follow right behind her coworker and tell the same lie that he told. She perjured herself. She committed a federal f***ing felony. And as she walked out, the people that knew the truth, the people that had seen the video that she didn't know was about to come, she looked at him. And she gave that look like, God, you know, I had to do it. Because what are her f***ing choices? Well, I think it was Mike that just said it. You know, the most dangerous person is the one that's willing to fight. I re-term it. It's the one that's willing to fight to the f***ing death for the Constitution, for the rights, for human rights, for civil rights. You know, that's the only way I see it. That's just how I see it. Mike? I'm in Tennessee, though, Mike, and if you want to reach out to me, I personally don't like to broadcast my number on this thing. Frank has it. If you know how to get a hold of Frank by his email, email Frank. Frank will email it back. I don't know if you know how to verify Mike, Frank, so I don't even know how to go about all that. I try and be very cautious with
my people. Phone number is 508-857-8334. So you can call or text me that way, Mike.
And you can see what number Mike's on right now, right, Frank?
What's that?
I already have his email, and he had me on partly as a guest about 6 months ago.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Well, no, I was just saying you can see what number Mike's calling in from. It's just a security thing, Mike. I want to talk to you and not the 55 perps that are sitting in the background or the however many. I don't want to talk to them. They already have my number, but yeah. I don't want to give it out to the f***ing, to the idiots too, to the trolls. How about that? The trolls. So,
He'll put you on
the
phone. They've already got it because under X key score, they've got your voice print after about, I don't know, 10 words. And then when you're around any microphone that's hot, that device becomes associated with you.
Right. So. Right. Well, you know, way back before 9/11, the word terrorist, you know, over an open line, before Edwards said that this was going down, this was going down in the 80s. If you say certain words.
Yeah, it's really.
Hey, you're broadcast, aren't you? Ooh, yeah. Hey, I was going to ask you, you were talking about 9/11 there. You know, if you remember, at the end of Vietnam, they ran out of enemies. And then they had to turn it into the drug war. And they had to have all of these. If there wasn't going to be a World War II, then they weren't going to be able to sell all that ammo and tanks and all whatever they were doing. And so they had to have an enemy. They had the Cold War, and there was no hot war, but they still sold as many jets. And so then war on terrorism, since terrorism is a verb, not a noun, you can't charge somebody for a verb. You can charge them for committing something that turns into a damage. But it's, you know, the idea they have a nebulous phrase, and then they charge you or they create a pack of laws based upon nebulous phrases. It's amazing that, you know, the word is not being respected. I heard some of these talk show hosts claiming that words don't matter. Well, you tell it to the judge, right? The words don't matter. And they want us to believe that, you know, like this impeachment thing, words don't matter. Of course, it's hundreds of billions of dollars that are passing by because of words mattering on a tweet. And he's done this so many times that he's bankrupted the soy farmers and crippled all these industries, and words don't matter. My God, man, so... You know, one of the reasons I brought up the ancient three estates is we've been tricked for centuries. We were born little kids, born into a world that was a hoax to begin with. Like Rockefeller's money was how much again? And people falling for numbers, falling for, you know, tough guy action and superstition.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show. Of our hour.
Hey, nice talking.
I'd like to thank my listeners, and I'd like to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
You're a